Well, I certainly see Jesus' incarnation in the Father running out to the Son, where he's humiliating himself and meeting the Son in his squalor and sinfulness. That's a perfect picture of the incarnation. The whole point is that every one of us are prodigals in one way or the other, whether we're rebelling against God openly or whether we're rebelling against God secretly. We all need to repent. It's a daily part of living in our baptism. And Jesus is always coming to us in word and sacrament, in deep compassion, saying, "You are a son, welcome home." That's the dynamic that's to take place. And when one leaves the divine service, one should know that he is indeed a son of God, holy and righteous because of Christ.